If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Here on a Saturday, you know what time it is, weekend edition of Busted Open coming your way. I'm Ryan McKinnell, holding it down on this Saturday. Joy to be, as always, I got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, holding it down. We got a hell of an episode inside for you all as we recap the week that was in professional wrestling. It wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if we didn't throw a weekly winner your way. So check that out inside. Also on this episode of Busted Open, we recap the draft last night. That's right, the WWE draft round one happening on SmackDown last night. We dive into that, the ramifications of what that might mean going forward. And speaking of SmackDown, last night on SmackDown, we got a little bit of a home invasion to tell about. That's right, the one and only, the dastardly Seth Rollins making his impact on a Friday night. And we chop it up with myself and the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. It's Busted Open on a Saturday. You know what time it is. All you got to do is sit back, relax, click play on your browser. Let's get it going.
The Tribal Chief.
Yes!
Monday Night Raw selects the WWE Champion, Big E!
Terrific pick for Monday Night Raw, the current WWE Champion.
The Raw Women's Champion, the Queen, Charlotte Flair!
Incredible!
The SmackDown, SmackDown! I couldn't hear, I don't think, because somebody was potentially speaking out of somebody, but Charlotte Flair is coming to Friday Night SmackDown!
Monday Night Raw selects the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair.
Oh my, what a huge pick for Monday night.
You just heard it there. Mondays becoming the mostest. EST, Bianca Belair, making a switch over to the red brand. Charlotte Flair coming over to the blue brand. And Mark Henry. Mark Henry's got his first edition Jax action figure there. Man, looking good after 25 years, Mark.
25 years. You sit right there, little buddy. Watch little buddy. This. Watch what I do right here. I got an audience awesome. Right here.
That's awesome. Mark, for those that can't see, obviously, I'm looking at Mark on Zoom. Mark was talking about a fan. He didn't have any of those old school Jax original action figures of his first runs of his first figure, so a fan brought him some, and now he's got him. Oh, man, that one. Man, I forgot about that ring attire.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah, but the black and yellow like that. Looking good, looking good. So, Mark, you just heard the audio there. I know you watched last night. That is the first round of the WWE draft. Obviously, it continues on Monday night. Like last year, the superstars were split into different pools, so not everybody was able to be taken on Friday. But a lot of the champions were taken off the board on Friday, including the first round there, Mark. Big E and Roman Reigns. Big E going from SmackDown to Raw, and Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, the first pick of the draft, stays on SmackDown. Can't really fault SmackDown for taking Roman Reigns first. Not only has he been such an integral part of the Friday night experience, Mark, he's arguably the best thing going in WWE right now. I think he'd be my first pick.
Yeah, I mean, that was a notable that I thought should have been picked in the first round that didn't get picked, and that's AJ Styles and Almos.
I think they were in the other. I think they were in the other. They're in that other bracket that had to be saved for Monday. So I don't think they were able to be taken. So, but I'm with you. AJ's a first rounder. I'm with you, man.
And there were some people on NXT that I would have thought would have been picked before Hit Row. But nonetheless, Hit Row has been one of the hottest things, if not the hottest thing, on NXT.
Absolutely. And we will get to Hit Row. Mark kind of burying the lead there because, believe me, I am very excited about that. But that came later in round three, Mark. But for round one, Roman Reigns, Big E, what do you think about it? Roman stays on Friday night. Big E moves over to Monday. I like the move for Big E because it pretty much makes him the centerpiece of a show on Monday that I think, I don't want to say desperately needs it. I think it gives him a serious injection of life, a new look, new stories to be told. I like Big E on Mondays, Mark.
I like your choice of words. I think that it adds life, and they got it right. Taking the two champions first and then everything else filling it out. Big E is going to give Monday Night Raw a champion that is versatile, that's more entertaining. We said this for the last, what, 2 or 3 months, that Raw has just been like, man, I'm falling asleep. And I know it don't help. It don't help that it's 3 hours long, but
right.
I mean, you need somebody like a Big E, the New Day, to get that thing going, man. Make that place a party.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, speaking
with great wrestling.
With great wrestling. Yeah, well, of course. And I will say this, with credit to Raw, the last couple weeks specifically have been a lot better on that show. I really, really hope it continues. And as we talk about the draft and Monday Night Raw, Mark, I'm going to be out your way for the draft on Monday. I'm going to be in the great state of Texas out in Dallas at Steam Theory Brewing. I'm going to be making an appearance there for the Monday Night Raw draft party over there at Steam Theory Brewing. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have drink specials. We're going to be getting it in. We're going to be partying with everybody down in Texas. I'm excited for that, man.
Man, while you're there, you got to get you some barbecue, man.
In Dallas?
Or you got to go get you a turkey leg.
I got one meal. I get in at 1 o'clock. Raw is at 7 o'clock. I got to be at Steam Theory Brewing around 6 to get everything set up and get ready for the party. So if I'm only doing one spot in Dallas for an afternoon meal, Come on, man, where am I going? Where am I taking my Uber?
Wow. I'm going to have to think about it because it's way too much.
Yeah, this is very important. This is a very important. See, this is why I love
the
world's strongest man. Yeah. He doesn't flippantly throw out a name. He's like, no, this is important. This is your one trip to Dallas. Yeah, I know.
Are we doing sushi?
I want best option. No, best option.
Barbecue?
Preferably barbecue or steak or, you know, meat. It's Dallas. It's Texas. I don't need sushi or no disrespect to Japanese food or Southwest food or Mexican food or anything, but if I'm in Texas, I'm going with the meats, my guy. You see what I changed my fantasy football team name to in our fantasy football league?
No.
So I was the Las Vegas Bubble Boys because I'm uncreative and it was during a pandemic and that's all I could come up with. But I'm the Sin City Meat Slappers now. You know, two big meat men, you know, slapping meat, little New Day love there. And one of the members of the New Day might be, one of the members of the New Day might be in our fantasy football league. But yeah, you took care of me. I think it was last week, Mark, you took me out. But there's a whole other issue with our fantasy football league. You being the commissioner, you putting us on auto draft at midnight when I was at Shang-Chi on my birthday. There was a lot of nefarious happenings going down in our fantasy football league.
Hey, I sent the message out. Guys, allegedly, this is what we're doing.
Allegedly. Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Midnight.
You told
Who
me you were in the movie.
At midnight?
You
Who
said
drafts
you were in the
midnight?
Movie.
Yeah, that's why you drafted, because you were scared of me. No, I never said I was getting out. I said I was going to a movie. You were scared of me, and then you auto-drafted me in the middle of the movie. I get it. I'd be scared of me, too.
You finished in the last half of the bracket last year, so I had nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing to fear. I think you actually did better off having an auto draft than you drafting. Jeez, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, man. All right, so back to the draft. Back to the draft, as much as I would love to sit here and dive into our fantasy football happenings. Bianca Belair finding herself on Monday Night Raw. Now, as we talk about breathing life, giving a little bit of a different view to Monday nights, it's great to have Big E on Monday. That is going to be awesome. But I would be lying if I wasn't saying that Bianca Belair on Monday wasn't my favorite part of round one. Listen, Charlotte Flair on SmackDown is going to be great. We saw her delivering those big boots last night in heels. Big boots via heels last night in the squared circle. Charlotte on Friday is going to be awesome. But Bianca on Monday, I really feel like she's going to be – more of the draft needs to happen. We need to see what's going to happen more on Monday. But it really feels like she's going to be the A-side on Monday nights and really going to be must-watch, Mark.
Without a doubt. I mean, Bianca is gradually making her way to the top of the card and being the face of a brand. Not just the women's division, but overall. And that's pretty damn impressive to do this young in her career. And I'm looking forward to seeing not only is she going to be able to represent, but do exactly what I feel like Big E is going to do over on Raw. And that is entertain as well as put five-star matches up.
Yeah, here's the thing, my concern, and it's a small one because I've said this before, and we talk about memories of the Saturday show. Actually, memories of you and I predate the Saturday show. The very first show we ever did together, I found out Bianca Belair had just debuted on NXT. She had just started hair whipping folks. She had had maybe one or two matches, and I had found out that you had recruited her and brought her into the fold, and we spent like a half an hour one day when I filled in during the week. This is before the Saturday show even existed, and I was just over the moon about Bianca Belair and just wanting to hear stories about her and her recruitment and what her background was, because I genuinely thought she was going to be a future champion. And now here we are a few years later. She is a future champion. Obviously, Mark, you wouldn't have recruited her if you didn't think she was going to be a future champion. As we talk about championships and Bianca Belair, she is coming off of one of the greatest main events of WrestleMania history, right, when she took out Sasha Banks. Obviously, we got the rematch last night on Friday Night SmackDown. Definitely going to have them SmackDown, I'm talking about, in contention for weekly winner coming up in hour three. But we saw the way she lost to Becky, right? We see the evolution of Bianca. She's now headed to Monday nights. Mark, I'm not saying it's a concern because I do believe Bianca is above just about any sort of questionable booking you can throw her way, but she has to be looked at near the top, and I'm sure she's going to be. I just want to make sure that momentum continues because, Mark, I feel like having her win at WrestleMania the way she did, the way everybody was excited, the match that her and Sasha had, and now the way everything's playing out with the draft, I hope there's a bigger plot line at store for us. I hope there's a bigger story for Bianca, because the last thing I would want is for her to lose any sort of steam, Mark, because I think you would agree. She's, if not the hottest commodity in WWE, she's one of them right now. She's burning.
She's definitely one of them. I mean, when you say the hottest, white hot, there's nothing that can get it. Roman Reigns, man.
Yeah,
he's the guy. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he's been able to do in that transition that, the Gunzeses of the world got down on early. And I just said, wait, just hold on. And we got exactly – when you don't push – and the crowd organically gets to feel and choose what we want, then that's what happened with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns came back and organically took over, man. It wasn't nothing. The WWE helped. They put him in a good light. They put him in a good spot.
Right.
But Roman did that.
He embraced that. he embraced what was to come. He knew what was expected of him, and he delivered in the best possible way. So much to the point, Mark, where he's so good that he's been running with this character now for over a year, and it's still not stale. I know for some people it is, but not many. I mean, there's always you always got the haters out there. You always got the Gunses, which I
Please
guess in this case
would
be call
in hater
would be like the,
somebody
be
that
like
that
the
says
Gunses.
That this suck. One of the Gunses right. of the world. Please call in. I'm not gonna even go at you. I just want to hear your opinion and why Roman Reigns sucks. How does Roman Reigns suck? I'm not gonna eviscerate you. I'm not gonna cuss at you. I'm speaking of cussing. I'm gonna take a cussing sabbatical. I talked to Dave yesterday. From now on, we're gonna pick a charity. And anytime a cuss word is said, it's gonna be a dollar, and
we got a swear jar.
You're gonna have to put it in the jar, and we're gonna donate every month that money to a charity. So, I'm trying my best not to have to do it, but we're gonna give something anyway. But the whole point is
that's
the
gonna be a problem.
Edit. I gotta edit myself. My pastor's mad.
Well, good luck with that shit. All right, so.
Oh, my God.
As we continue here, I will say this about Roman Reigns and the draft in round one. Stack Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns is so damn good on Friday night. Just make it the Roman Reigns show. I tune in for him anyway. Have him have three segments. Keep telling this story. Brock Lesnar's, and we got an update on Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, it looks like he's going to be able to show up wherever he wants. Listen, more draft talk on the way. That was just round one. We got 2, 3, and 4 to get to. Plus, we had an outstanding episode of AEW Rampage last night on TNT. And when we come back, we're going to dive into it. We're just getting started here. Hour one on a Saturday at Busted Open. I'm Ryan. That's Mark.
Hey, everyone. This is Kirk Morrissey.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce 3 new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the league's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all 3 podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Well, 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 pro wrestling fans. Last week was one of the best weeks that either myself or Mark Henry could remember collectively in quite some time. And Mark, as we start Weekly Winner here today in hour three, I got to be honest. All right, this week might not have been as good as last week, but buddy, it was still pretty damn fire. Collectively, a solid, solid week of pro wrestling. And it started on Monday. And Mark, as we look at Monday, we got a great sort of window into what the future holds, as we got a lot of Biggie Langston on Monday, and I really felt like it helped add that nice little extra element to the show. I can't wait to see Biggie on Mondays going forward, and shit, he main evented on Monday in a steel cage match against Bobby Lashley, which was a really great finish to a solid Monday night show. Feels good to be able to say that again.
You know what, man? It was a great Monday night, and to be able to sit here and say, wow, Monday night was great, meant a lot because to WWE, because they haven't had many Monday nights where the world of wrestling was like clamoring for three hours of pro wrestling
right.
from them.
And
Big E and Bobby represented.
Yep.
I thought that Sheamus and Damian Priest had grace.
Hey, it's the weekend.
It's football time, so
I was gonna say got
football on the brain. But what a hard hitting match, man! I said this yesterday. I had the ice. after watching that match. And, you know, I mean, it was serious. And you had to say even AJ Styles and Riddle were awesome, but the main event lived up. They pulled, what, 40 minutes, 35 minutes or so? Cage, had the Hurt Business come back, which we were so pissed and adamant about the Hurt Business being broken up, and they brought it back. Great show.
Yeah, that's a great point about the Hurt Business. That was a nice sort of piece to the show that left you feeling good. That left you feeling good. Speaking of feeling good, new look NXT 2.0 happening on Tuesdays. It was a good show. It was a good show. I'm still adjusting to the new presentation, and I'm with you. I like the colorfulness of it. I like the presentation. I like the lit background. The new faces are nice. The Bron Breakker thing, I get why he has to use the name and not the Steiner name. One thing that you can't deny is obviously the talent is there, especially on Mr. Breaker's part, and also their talent. You talk about the talent on the roster at NXT. Been a minute since we've seen from the women's champion Raquel Gonzalez. We got to see her in the main event against Frankie Monet. It's going to be interesting, Mark, to see how they handle Raquel going forward, because I don't know how many challenges she really has on the horizon, but we saw a challenge on Tuesday against Frankie Monet. Another good show from NXT 2.0, a show that I still feel like is finding their groove and finding their legs, Mark.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show, but I mean, there's a lot of new people that you don't know that haven't built the relationship with you feel wise, and some bad promos. Like, man, like,
really?
Promo class need to start back. Like, there were some people that need work, and you know, it's hard for me, and I don't criticize a lot of wrestlers, but, man, I just have a big problem with there being too much of a, I guess I say it's just a carbon copy of The Rock. You see guys come out and they copy something too much to the letter. I mean, it's a form of flattery for somebody to take something that you did. Like, you take one element of what this certain wrestler, who he was, or how he dressed. But LA Knight is doing way too much Rock impersonation, not a form of flattery where you take something. Stone Cold Steve Austin gear. I saw his gear. Boom. I thought Stone Cold Steve Austin. Same jacket cut. Same kind of writing. It's like, guys, come up with your own stuff and then add elements that make you different. And that was just my only critique.
All right. So as we go from Tuesday, we move to Wednesday. And Mark, I don't know, Andre. Get that audio ready. I don't know if you're on the other end there, but because I listen, we're still halfway through Weekly Winner. I don't know exactly what show is going to take Weekly Winner, because we still got to get through Weekly Winner. But I know the man who stole the week. I know the man who won the week for me, and that is the enforcer, Arn Anderson.
You should have finished that fight.
There it is.
Here's some differences, though, Cody, that's going to prevent you from going one inch any further. Malachi Black is an assassin. He's a predator. He will do anything in the world to win a match and destroy the man that he's in there with. Ask Lee. Ask Brock. And just the fact is, I would step in and take the fight, but I'm just too damn old. But I'll tell you what, there's two big differences between you and I, Cody. You pull up to a red light, a man jerks your door open, says, out of the car, I'm taking your car. You say, okay, take it. Just don't hurt me. Wow. You know what I do? I pull out the Glock put it on his forehead, and spill his brains all over the concrete. I'm Arn Anderson, and all that that implies, and I'll be damned if I'm going to coach a loser. Come on with me, Lee. At least you listen to me.
Bust it open.
Wow.
Woo! I don't, Mark. I don't know. Wow. I don't. Can we give a single person weekly winner? Because if we can, Arn Mother Effin Anderson, the enforcer, gets my weekly winner. Just him. Just
bro.
Him.
I enjoyed Wednesday and I enjoyed Friday, and it not being a AEW shill, which you know I am. But I can be objective and make a decision and say that Raw was good or SmackDown was good or Impact or New Japan or ROH or MLW, wherever. I could make that decision on my own and not feel any negativity about it. Mm-hmm. But that Arn Anderson promo was one of those, like we said, Roman Reigns. You remember Roman, yeah, when Roman first started doing those promos, and we were like, man, I don't care what happened on the rest of the show. Did you hear that promo? That is a lot of how I felt about that promo. I mean, Sammy Guevara winning this week, and the match he had with Miro, unbelievable.
Adam Cole kicking off the show against Jungle.
Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan. I mean, sorry.
Bryan
Danielson and Matt Jackson. It's been a while, guys. I've been calling them that for 20 years almost.
You're talking about Rampage, Nick Jackson,
Rampage.
And Bryan Danielson. Yeah.
There were some great matches on Wednesday and Friday. But Arn Anderson, like you said, was pretty darn impressive.
He was. I say, I don't know if you can give a single person weekly winner, but Arn Anderson, man, if you could give it to anyone wrestler for any one week, and I mean, he ain't even active. That's the enforcer, man. That someone asked me, like, or Busted Open, the official Busted Open Twitter account, was, what did you think of Arn Anderson's promo on Wednesday? And then it shared a video of Bully and Dave reacting, and I just said, I think an entire new generation got introduced to who exactly the enforcer is and was, right? Because for a lot of people, you see Arn Anderson, maybe he comes in, he throws a spine buster in every now and again, but for a lot of us, Arn Anderson can be 80 years old and I'm still shitting bricks when I'm around the dude. He is endlessly terrifying, and Mark, I think an entire generation of new wrestling fans got introduced to just why he is so terrifying. But listen, Mark, we say it all the time. If you ain't first, you're last. We've went over SmackDown plenty these last couple hours. Rampage was good. It was really good, especially that three-way match between Jade Cargill, Nyla Rose, and Thunder Rosa. That was an outstanding match with a huge win for Jade. But listen, man, that is, again, that's the gamut. That's the list. That's what we're dealing with. I don't know which way you're going. I know which way I'm leaning. And I think that promo might have a lot to do with it. But what do you think, man? Who's your weekly winner going?
I got to go Rampage. And it's hard.
Rampage?
I mean, it was – yeah, I had to go Rampage, man. Like, the way that the show started, the triple threat was off the chain.
Okay.
And
yes,
there was energy from CM Punk that came in and joined the announce team that I felt like it just swayed me. I was entertained the whole time, beginning to end. There was nothing that there was no point where I felt like, wow, I'm going to go get something to drink. I felt like I was tied to the chair.
Hey, in the course of a one-hour show, I mean, you're going to have that, but you can't really ask to have a better one-hour show. Bryan Danielson kicks off the show, a three-way match that, I'm sorry, if you don't like Jade Cargill, Nyla Rose, and Thunder Rosa, you just don't like professional wrestling. If you have anything even remotely negative to say about that match, get the F out, right? And then you had a hair-versus-hair match to close down the show, which it's been a minute since we've seen one of those. So I'm not going to be against that. I mean, you want to pick Rampage? That was a damn fine show. But, Mark, I thought the best show this week, and listen, I don't know how close it was. I think probably maybe Raw was like a 6.5, 7 out of 10. Rampage was like a 7.5, 8 maybe out of 10 for me. I'm kind of just ranking on the fly here. That's not really what we do. But when we talk about Wednesday night, when you talk about Dynamite, it's an 8.5, 9. You got Adam Cole kicking off the show. You got Sammy Guevara closing the show by taking down Miro, becoming what, the 5th or 6th TNT champion in company history, right? You have the Brody Lee tribute, and then you have the Arn Anderson promo. Oh, that's coupled with a lot of other good matches sprinkled throughout in what was a two-hour show. It's Wednesday Dynamite for me, and it ain't particularly close, but it comes in the midst of another great week of professional wrestling. Friday getting Mark's weekly winner. Wednesday getting my weekly winner. A strong week for AEW. We'll see what happens next week, though, Mark, because we got the second week of the draft unfolding, or the second night, I should say, the WWE draft unfolding on Monday Night Raw, and a lot of changes can come with that as well. But for this week, weekly winner goes to AEW. Friday for you, Wednesday for me, and we tip the cap once again, Mark, to professional wrestling.
Yes, sir. Man, what a weekly winner we just had.
Man, that's what we do. That's what we do. I shouldn't. That's gimmick infringement.
What we do!
I was going to say, I don't need to catch any World's Strongest Slams out there. And as we talk about that second night of the draft, I'm reminding the state of Texas, that's right, Mark Henry's state. I'm going to be in Dallas at Steam Theory Brewing this Monday. That's right, this Monday for the entirety of Monday Night Raw. We're going to have prizes, we're going to have giveaways, trivia, all that good stuff. Most importantly, food and drink deals. So come down there at Steam Theory Brewing in Dallas and hang with me for that second night of the draft on Monday. I'm going to be in Texas. Show me what's up. Give me some barbecue recommendations. I got a little bit of time there, so I'm going to be searching it out. All right, when we come back, Mark, we didn't take any calls in hour two, so I think we got a lot of hungry Busted Open Nation.
Hey everyone, this is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
Betsy, Beth, no,
the door's unlocked.
No. Beth, oh. Eat at the table, like civilized human beings.
Oh, you all right? A little fireplace action.
You are a lucky man, my friend.
Does Edge read books right there?
This is the homiest home I've ever been in my entire life. It's so cozy. I could stay here all night. I could stay here all night.
Oh my goodness. The Cackle Master himself, Seth Rollins, last night.
What a creepy dude.
I mean, in the best way. In the best way. Perfectly creepy, perfectly menacing. If he was in my house, I'd go full on Anderson, spilling his brains on the concrete. But he's also pretty damn hilarious, too. Seth Rollins doing a home invasion tour of Edge's house.
So disrespectful to the house, too.
Right.
Just so disrespectful. Putting his feet up on people's furniture.
Leaving the fridge open, which would piss me off. I'm sorry. Am I trying to air condition my fucking kitchen with the refrigerator? No. Sorry. Anyway, that's another dollar in the swear jar. Whatever. I'm not paying for it. You have to call the tax collector on me. You better get all the authorities.
It's adding up.
My dollars.
We're going to take it out your check.
Yeah, good luck getting that. What check? You get paid for this? it's news to me. All right. So, Mark, you heard it there last night. I mean, that was just a little bit of taste. SmackDown had some matches. It was very draft-centric, very draft-heavy. But that was, yeah. I mean, for me, That, I mean, Hit Row landed on Friday nights. That was the highlight. Super excited. Didn't know if it was going to happen. Very happy that it is. That, though, in terms of actual, I can't call it in-ring entertainment, but in terms of the actual entertainment part of the show, Rollins doing that with Edge was just absolutely awesome. And it makes me think there's probably a good chance Rollins ends up on Monday night, because I could see these two anchoring Monday and a nice feud continuing at least for a couple more months.
Well, I mean, we got a little wrestling. I mean, just, you know, Happy Corbin and what'd you call him? Yeah.
Madcap Moss. Who?
And to be able to see him and Kevin Owens, and to be able to see Bianca and Sasha with the man at the announce table.
Yeah,
like, there was wrestling. But it was a draft show. So, yep. I mean, that's what I expected out of the show.
Let me ask you. We got the King of the Ring tournament coming up next week. And, Andre, what are they calling? We got the first it's not a Queen of the Ring. What are they calling it?
Queen's Crown Tournament.
Queen's Crown Tournament. Makes me think that it might be ending in Saudi Arabia at the Crown Jewel. We'll see about that. I don't really know. But, Mark, it's basically the King and the Queen of the Ring. Who do you think could benefit from this the most? Who would you like to see take these two crowns when it's all said and done? Because this is always an exciting time of year.
Well, when you're trying to build, you got people that's already really well established. I would go Shayna Baszler first, and I would go Bianca second.
Okay.
Building those two people will add to the pool of high quality, very meaningful talent. And Sasha, don't need it.
No.
Charlotte, don't need it. Rhea Ripley, she don't need it. There's the man definitely doesn't need it.
The Spades,
Shayna Baszler.
Queen of Spades, too. Fits with the Queen of Spades history.
You give Shayna Baszler the nod,
yeah,
it really does something. And you give Bianca the nod, it adds to her credibility and her her history against the champions. So, you know, do the right thing, guys.
What about
the fans want to see?
What about the men? I wouldn't hate the idea of maybe like a someone who could use a king gimmick and do it well and make
Big
it entertaining. Biggie, maybe
him with
maybe
a crown and a cape.
Yeah. My worry there. Our head is actually in a similar place. I was thinking New Day, but I was thinking Xavier. I was thinking that could really do something with Xavier Woods, and he could have a lot of fun with that while also keeping it extremely serious when he needed to.
I got one pick,
guys.
That's
a good
point.
Okay,
I got one name, and he deserves it the most. Cesaro.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He could use the gimmick, too. They could do some fun stuff with that. Yeah. That's a good pick, Andre.
Wrestling purist.
Did you have the tinfoil hat on to summon the powers?
It's on 24/7, Mark. Always on.
I actually like that, the purity of the factor, right? Because so often I said it, right? Andre, so often it's a king gimmick. Oh, he's the new king. He's going to run this king. If Cesaro does it, you can put the purity back into the kingdom or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can make it about wrestling again. Andre, I like it for that reason alone.
If Walter got to do that purity gimmick as a general, they could definitely make Cesaro do it as a king.
Bro, easy. It's Saturday. You're really stretching the realm of what people are gonna understand. You know what I'm
Multiverse
saying?
Madness, bro. Let's bring it all together here.
Well, I'm gonna start. Well, we'll talk about that later on. But like that's definitely on my list.
Well, what better segue as we talk about the multiverse and we talk about being on the list when we come back? Oh, yeah, it's Mimosa Minute time, and we got a week in entertainment that we can have some fun with. We got Marvel. We got Mafia. We got all the entertainment coming your way. Mimosa Minute closing down this show, and maybe we'll take some calls, too, here on this birthday/anniversary/I don't know what the hell we're calling it, edition of a Saturday show here on Busted Open. I'm Ryan. That's the world's strongest man.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.